Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories.
Hey guys, how's it going? Oh guys, it's been a weird and long week this week. I'm so happy it's a long weekend. So I have Monday off, which is just fantastic. It is Remembrance Day. That's all I have to say about that. I'm also, guys, excited about Christmas. Now that Remembrance Day has happened, I can start celebrating and getting ready for Christmas. Because I am one of those sickly people who has to have all their Christmas presents done and all their Christmas cards written in and everything done by December 1st. And that way, if something last minute happens in December where you have a party you weren't planned for, you buy one gift and that's it. And you're not stressed and you can enjoy all the holiday parties and all the holiday. It's my favorite. I love Christmas. Basically, this weekend was my last weekend of nothingness from now until probably the middle of January. It is going to be a gong show of Christmas parties and hanging out with family and doing all these things. So, enjoying this weekend. Relaxing still, having a good time, and I think that it is perfect to also talk about Doctor Who and also talk about this awesome, awesome episode and one of the things that makes this episode so awesome, which is definitely Anthony Stewart Head. I mean, guys, come on. He is so good in this role. And it's so funny because I definitely know of him as Giles, the nice, calm, quiet professor, but in this episode he does such a good job at being so creepy. Oh, Anthony Stewart Head, you're the best. You're so fun. Just so fun. This is a really random mashup of a intro. Sorry guys, usually I kind of keep my intros a little bit organized, but I guess not today. I wanted to talk a little bit about how excited I am for Christmas, so I got distracted. That's what you get. That's what you get when you hang out with me, guys. Sometimes random, ramshackle intros to episodes. But let us get started. So this is Series 2, Episode 3, School Reunion. This is directed by James Hawes and written by Toby Whithouse. And its original air date is April 29th, 2006. Awesome, awesome episode. We have Elizabeth Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith. We have Anthony Stewart Head as Mr. Finch. And we have, obviously, Dr. Rose and Mickey this episode as well, which are just great characters. I just love it. Such a good episode. Guys, why am I so obsessed with Doctor Who? This is the truth. The true question of life. Why am I so obsessed with Doctor Who? I have no idea. But it's so good, and this episode is so entertaining, and I am so excited to talk about it, so we are going to jump right on in and talk about it. Hope no one disagrees. And I hope everyone's prepared for a lot of clips this episode, because, you know, when I like things, I put them in, and there's probably too many this episode, so I apologize, sort of apologize, I don't know that I'm really upset about it. But if you are, then I'm sorry for making you feel upset. Anyhow, let's get started with the cold open.
New parents. No one to miss you. I'll see whether I sent you. You poor child. Poor, thin child. Come inside.
All right, with the cold open, we start with Anthony Stewart Head walking down a staircase. And there's really creepy music in, and he is just so good. The moment he steps on the scene, guys, he's just so good the whole way through. Such a solid actor. Such a good addition. And even though it's just this random one-off episode, it makes me so happy that he's here. Thank you, Anthony Stewart Head, for gracing us with your presence. We get to see him talk to a student, and you can tell he's a headmaster of the school, but something comes across weird when he talks to the kid. And he says, "There's no one to miss you if you're gone," kind of idea. creepy. Wee-oo. Red flag alert, guys. That is a red flag alert. So, and then he says it's nearly time for lunch, and then you see a screech, a squeal, and the school bell rings.
Good morning, class. Are we sitting comfortably?
And we see a kid run to class, and then we have the doctor who says, good morning, class. Are we all sitting comfortably? So I really like this. It is quite concise. Gets the creepy factor across. Gets Anthony Stewart ahead there, because he's just awesome. Also, to introduce that child who's late for class, he is a main character, sort of, throughout this episode. He's like the main kid. It's creepy. It's very creepy, this episode. And guys, I apologize. I don't think this episode's going to run as long, this podcast episode, because I'm looking through my notes and I only have like 4 pages of notes. Mainly because it's just so good. What can we talk about if it's just so good and so entertaining and great acting and casting? I don't know. Anyhow, just going to talk. We'll see how this goes. But anyhow, and I'm apologizing again. Why am I apologizing again? Like, second time in this episode and we're only, what, 10 minutes in? But I apologize again for saying anyhow a million times. But we love this. Short to the point. You get the setting, you get the characters, you get the eerie factor that we always love to throw in the beginning, so you kind of know that something's wrong. Really great start to the episode. Really strong. Love the writing this episode. Love the plot this episode. It's kind of random, but I do enjoy it.
Physics.
All right, we come back from credits and we see the doctor as a teacher. I love his moment where he says physics, because he doesn't really know what to teach these children. But he is a good teacher, and we know that, and of course we know that later with a different doctor, but he's a good teacher. We see that one kid is too smart. How all wish we would be, kind of like Matilda from the Matilda movie. She's just so smart.
Rectumendo, a word I have never used before, not to never again.
Then we see Rose, and Rose gets the glamorous position as being a lunch lady at the school. She is clearly not happy about it. And then we learn that Mickey was there to set them up. So Mickey has orchestrated this whole thing because he has found something fishy at the school. He's like, something is wrong. I need to fix this. He got them to come. And we see Anthony Stewart Head. And by the way, I'm not going to ever call him Mr. Finch. Anthony Stewart Head is going to be forever Anthony Stewart Head. He's just too cool. It's too awesome to be named his character's name. Sorry guys, if that takes you out of my beautiful dialogue. Monologue, probably, of this episode. He's watching over them. The lunch ladies are weird. See, guys, again, I told you I'm just going to kind of rush through this episode because I just enjoy it. And I have so much fun watching it that sometimes when you watch an episode and you love it so much, you just want to talk about it, but you don't want to dig too deep because you might ruin it. I don't think I could ruin it because it was so well written, but it's going to be a very light reading. And then we're going to laugh, and then we're going to talk about Rose and Sarah Jane Smith. Because really, other than how awesome Anthony Stewart Head is, we don't care about the monster of the week. Idea. He is awesome, so we care a lot about him. the little kid is awesome, too. He does such a good job, so we like that. It's a creepy storyline. We have it there. It's a good, solid storyline. There's no problems with it. But really, we're watching the episode for Sarah Jane Smith and Rose and their interactions. Because Sarah Jane Smith is the future Rose. And we haven't met Sarah Jane Smith yet, so I shouldn't be going into this, but whatever. You guys have obviously seen this episode. And other than me saying something's not right and blah, 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 and we're building up the tension, we basically get to Sarah Jane Smith.
I wish you'd think so.
And you are?
Smith, John Smith.
John Smith? I used used to have a friend who sometimes went by that name.
Well, it's a very common name.
He was a very uncommon man. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yes, very nice. More than nice, brilliant.
Have you worked here long?
No, it's only my second day.
Oh, you're new then. So, what do you think of the school? I mean, this new curriculum? So many children getting ill. Doesn't that strike you as odd?
You don't sound like someone just doing a profile.
Well, no harm in a little investigation, won't
you? No, good for you. Good for you. Oh, good for you, Sarah Jane Smith.
And I love the moment where the doctor meets her. And it is great. Great, great, great. I love the whole thing. That's it. I just love the whole thing. But Sarah Jane Smith and Rose, throughout this episode, have a interesting tension. They talk, obviously, in the beginning. Rose is super jealous of Sarah Jane Smith. And Sarah Jane Smith is super jealous of Rose. And they have this kind of thing where they're like, why are you with the doctor, or why were you with the doctor? And how do you compete with my role? So it's like kind of like a don't take my man thing, right? Like, it's kind of that tension that we have in the past, in the beginning. And I love how it evolves to these girls banding to realize they're the same. To realize they're in the same position and they are the same person. In that way with the doctor. Like, they both love the doctor. And were willing to give up their whole life to spend with him. It didn't happen for Sarah Jane Smith. And she felt awful when she was dropped. But I do love... I love that... The world building a little bit. Rose needs that. She sometimes needs a little bit of a reality check. And I think that Sarah Jane is the perfect mentor for her. She can tell her what she went through. She asks her at the end, was it worth it? Should I stay with him? And she's like, yes, enjoy every moment and accept that one day it'll be gone. Because it's true. No one can be with the doctor forever. And what episode... Ooh, I don't remember what episode he says this at. But he says, I can be with you your whole life, but you can't be with me for my whole life. And it is a truth, right? The doctor is not immortal, but lives a lot longer than everybody else. And it is really hard for him to deal with this and to be in this position of having... these people that he loves so much in friendship ways and teacher ways and all these different ways that he loves these people. He loves humans, but he can't stay with them forever. And it's really, really touching. Let's get back to the story that I just completely walked away from for a second there. He meets Sarah Jane Smith.
Oh, it's weird seeing school at night. She's so wrong. When I was a kid, I used to think the teachers slept in school.
What, a team? Oh, I see, team. Guy. Comrades. Rose, go to the kitchen, get some of that way. Mickey, the new staff will master. Just go and check out the master department. I'm going to look in Finch's office.
Be back here in a minute.
We get the doctor. Rose and Mickey come back to school. They sneak in the night. I love Rose's little mention of how, like, she always thought the teacher slept at the school and, like, funny things about her being back at high school, how it's weird.
Hello, Sarah Jane.
It's you. Doctor. Oh, my God, it's you, isn't it? You've regenerated.
Yeah, half a dozen times since we last met.
You look incredible.
So do you.
If I don't. What are you doing here?
Well, UFO sighting. School gets record results. I can resist. What about you?
I thought you died. I waited for you. You didn't come back, and I thought you must have died.
I lived. Everyone else died.
What do you mean?
I would die to.
Sarah Jane Smith is there as well. She sees the TARDIS, and then she sees the Doctor, and then she learns, and they team up.
Is she there? Who's she?
Sarah Jane Rose.
Hi, nice to meet you. You can tell her very old. Your assistant's getting younger. I'm not his assistant. No, it's your turn.
And then she meets Rose. And oh, I love Mickey's line, the missus and the ex, every guy's nightmare, which is great. Great, Mickey. You understand completely. That is exactly what it is, the missus and the ex. Maybe not so much in a sexual way or a relationship way in that way, but they are basic. That's basically their roles.
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but who exactly are you?
Sarah James Smith. I used to travel with the Doctor.
Oh, he's never mentioned you.
Oh, yes, Sarah Jane, mention her all the time.
Hold on. Sorry. Never. What? Not even once. He didn't mention me once.
Oh, mate. The missus in the ex.
Welcome to every man's worst nightmare.
Also, again, back to Sarah Jane and Rose. I like how Rose says, he's never mentioned you. Which is Rose's worst nightmare, in a way, that she's forgotten.
K-9! Rose Tyler, Mickey Smith, allow me to introduce K-9. Well, K-9 Mark III, to be precise.
Why does he look so disco?
Oi! Listen, in the year 5000, this was cutting edge. What's wrong with him?
One day, just nothing.
Well, didn't you try and get repaired?
It's not going to pass through Mini Metro. Besides, technology and scientific good and right, human science. I couldn't show him to anyone.
What's a nasty lady done to you, eh? Oh.
I like the little moment of K-9, which is so cute. I want a robot dog, and I love Mickey and the robot dog. So funny. They're so good. Also, this episode's great relationship building for Mickey and Rose. They have a good relationship here where he's kind of being like almost like a best friend or older brother. I'm bugging her about the Doctor and Sarah Jane and all those sort of things. Makes a joke about her eating too many chips. Of course, we get more creepy Anthony Stewart Head here. He's watching them through the diner. Learns out what they are.
You know what the most difficult thing was? Coping with what happens next, not what doesn't happen next. You took me to the furthest reaches of the galaxy. You showed me supernovas, intergalactic battles, and then you just dropped me back on Earth. How could anything compare to that?
All those things you saw, you want me to apologize for that?
No, but we get a taste of that splendor, and then we have to go back to...
Look at you, you're investigating. You found that school, you're doing what we always did.
You could have come back.
I couldn't.
Why not?
I love again how the Doctor gets one clue and then finds out the whole problem and solves the whole thing. Oh, Doctor, stop being so smart. Mickey's the tin dog.
So what's the deal with the tin dog?
The Doctor likes traveling with an entourage. Sometimes they're humans, sometimes they're aliens, and sometimes they're tin dogs. What about you? Where do you fit in the picture?
Me? I'm their man in a van. I'm the technical support. Oh my god. I'm the tin dog.
Oh. Guys, that earlier statement I made, that was this episode. Gosh, sometimes. But I do like Rose learning the truth about the companion. That she's one in a long line of companions.
How many of us have been traveling with you?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does, if I'm just the latest in a long line.
As opposed to what?
I thought you and me were obviously very wrong. I've been to the year 5 billion, right? This is really seeing the future. You just leave us behind. Is that what you're gonna do to me?
No, not to you.
But Sarah Jane, you were that close to her once, and you never even mention her. Why not?
I don't age. I regenerate. The humans decay.
you wither and you die. Imagine watching that happen to some of you.
Well, Doctor,
you can spend the rest of your life with me, but I can't spend the rest of mine with you. I have to live on. Alone. That's the curse of the Time Lords.
She thought she was special. She thought she was one of a kind. But, again, you can spend the rest of your life with me, but I cannot spend the rest of mine with you. It's the truth. He's cursed to live a long time and to watch the people he loved die around him, which would be an awful death. And later when we get to Me, I think her name is, in like Series 8 or something, we learn that that is a hard decision, and that is a big decision of who would you keep with you. That's a really random aside. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really hopping around. Again, also, guys, I'm just going to point out how awesome the music is this episode. So fun. So fun. I love creepy music. I love fun music. I love running music. And they have such good music. And no surprise, Anthony Stewart Head. Super freaking awesome. He's so creepy. And the way he moves is even creepy. How does he do that? I don't know. Yeah, guys, this episode's going to be real short. I'm so sorry. It's just going to be full of clips. Because I don't have many. I don't have many things to say. Oh, which is just so sad. But it is such a good episode. I love it so much. But it's like so good. It has a good storyline. It's just a smooth episode. So you have less to say when they're really good.
It's not working. Give it to me. Used to work first time in my day.
Well, things are not simpler back then.
Rose, can I give you a bit of advice?
I've got a feeling you're about to.
I know how intense a relationship with a doctor can be, and I don't want you to feel I'm intruding.
I don't feel threatened by you, if that's what you mean.
Right. Good. Because I'm not interested in picking up where we left off.
No? With the big sad eyes and the robot dog, what else were you doing last night?
I was just saying how hard it was adjusting to life back on Earth.
Thing is, when you two met, they'd only just got rid of rationing. I wonder all that space stuff was a bit too much for you.
I had no problem with space stuff. I saw things you wouldn't believe.
Try me.
Mummies.
I've met ghosts.
Robots. Lots of robots.
Slovene. In Downing Street.
Daleks.
Met the Emperor.
Antimatter monsters.
Gas mask zombies.
Real living dinosaurs.
Real living werewolf.
Thief. Loch Ness monster.
Seriously? Listen to us. It's like me and my mate Shireen. The only time we fell out was over a man, and we're arguing over the doctor. With you, did he do that thing where he'd explain something at like 90 miles per hour and you go, what? And he'd look at you like he just dribbled on your shirt?
All the time!
Does he still stroke bits of the tart?
Yes!
I'm like, do you two want to be alone?
How's it going? Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside you.
Then I love when Rose and Sarah Jane bond. I know I talked about this a little bit earlier, but the moment they start to bond and realize that they're the same, that like girl power, teamwork kind of momentum that they get together, where they understand they're in this secret club that other people don't understand. Mickey can never help Rose with her doctor problems. He doesn't understand. But Sarah Jane does. She's gone through it. She has been Rose. It's just sometimes it's nice to have those people who have been through your situation and understand you. It's nice. And we get the great final showdown here. Everyone runs around. K-9 sacrifices himself. Which is sad. See, look how fast I just skimmed over basically the entire episode.
What do I do? Do I stay with him?
Yes. Some things are worth getting your heart broken for.
I like Sarah Jane's line, some things are worth getting your heart broken for. It's true. sometimes you need experiences like that, right? Sometimes you need to have those experiences to grow and to be who you're supposed to be. And I like that. We see Sarah Jane Smith get her new K9, and the story's over. Guys, I think that was the quickest telling of an episode I've ever done. I'm so sorry. So sorry that it was so quick, but I'm sure I'll blab a bit here. The main things about this episode are awesome Anthony Stewart head. Awesome, 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 awesome. So creepy, so weird, so awesome. The music is so good this episode. Awesome. Awesome music. Then also Sarah Jane Smith and Rose. Their relationship, it's not even, the doctor isn't even the main part of the episode, but it's the two women learning who they are, where they've been, where they're going. Sarah Jane sees a lot of herself in Rose. She sees a lot of the same path and a lot of the same hurt that, like, Sarah Jane has felt the hurt that Rose is going to feel. That pain of being left behind, the pain of never being able to see the doctor again. That's going to happen to Rose. That is just life. This life with a doctor is not sustainable. It can't go forever. And I think that it is important that Rose sees the end of her journey. Not to stop her from enjoying her journey and from being there in her journey and learning so much, but so that she knows when she gets to the end that she is already a little bit prepared for it. You can never be fully prepared for an end of something, but it gives her a little bit of foresight for what is going to come along. And I think that's really important, especially with this journey with Rose and the doctor. Like, this is, or even the more general of the companion and the doctor, you can't be the doctor's companion forever. You can't. Just like the doctor can't be one actor forever. It's just not possible. It's not sustainable. And I really like the growth of it. It is quite an interesting thought to have. To see this. So that is my favorite part of this episode. To no one's shock or chagrin. Favorite character, obviously Anthony Stewart Head. Least favorite part of this episode. I don't think I have a least favorite part. Trying to now think of my least favorite part, but it's a pretty solid episode. I think I enjoy every bit of it. So I'm going to say I don't have a least favorite part. And do I have questions? I always ask questions. Whenever he's in the episode, I always ask that about him. What do you guys think? Do you think Mickey has finally moved on past Rose? Do you think this is possible? Do you think he will ever move on past Rose? What are your thoughts, guys? Tell me. Love to hear from them. Hear about them. And then, do you think the doctor was necessary this episode? I mean, he's kind of there for the brains of this episode, but I feel like he doesn't do very much. I feel like it is mostly everybody else, but I could be wrong. Because he does kind of solve it. Maybe it's just because his plot isn't as important. He is solving the crime, seeing Sarah Jane again, like having a good time. But the real plot is Rose and Sarah Jane. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know. Okay, guys, and I am going to be awful and end it here. We'll be coming back next week to talk about The Girl in the Fireplace. Which, guys, we're on like a nice roll because that is another great episode. And then after that, we'll go right into the Cybermen. So this is quite, oh, I do love this series. Series 2 is great. Such good pacing. I don't know, all these episodes, I'm now looking through the list of episode titles, and they're so good. So, I'm sure I'll find one that I don't love that much, but, guys, great episode so far. I'm excited about next week. Again, acting. They've, like, aced the acting this series. Yes, so I will see you then. Please reach out to me any way that you want. I will accept any sort of reaching out towards email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, skywriting, anything you guys want. I love to hear from you. Just remember to please use my handle at TestGPodcasts and the hashtag WASTGP so I can find all your lovely comments and your skywriting. I don't know how the skywriting would work, but take a picture and send it to me. And then also, if you guys can please rate and review on iTunes, I love to see your reviews. You guys are the sweetest and I really, really appreciate it. If you can also please check out my Patreon page, patreon.com/testgpodcasts, where you can donate $1 a month or whatever you can afford to help support this podcast and help create more. Because I would love to do this more than just once a week, guys. I would love to do this all the time and do different podcasts maybe. But I have to be able to afford that. So if you guys can please support, that would be fantastic. I love you guys. You are the best. You can also check out my website for random other things that I might have. It's testgpodcast.com. You can also check out my Instagram, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. All under the name TestGPodcasts. Because I like to keep it simple for you guys. I love to keep it simple. But I just want to thank you guys so much. You are the best listeners. I'm sorry that this episode isn't very long. That's what happens, I guess, when episodes are really awesome and you don't have much to say because they're just flipping awesome. But anyhow, talk to you guys next week. XOXO. Ciao for now.